We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Monday morning, 49 degrees. The Hutchinson Police Department is asking for help in locating a person of interest in a Sunday morning shooting that resulted in one man being killed and another injured. Officers were on a routine patrol around the area of 5th and Hendricks when they heard a series of gunshots north of their location. Police arrived in the 1500 block of West 12th, where they found a 42-year-old man lying in the street. The man had been shot in the stomach. He was taken to an area hospital and is currently in stable condition. Officers located a second victim, a 46-year-old man, in the front yard of a nearby residence with a single gunshot wound to his chest. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Names of the victims have not been released. The person of interest is Sandrell Lee Wade, described as a 6'4" man weighing 200 pounds with black hair and brown eyes.
A judge in Johnson County has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a county commissioner, this over a school district's face mask mandate.
Commissioner Charlotte O'Hara sued the Blue Valley School District after she was told she couldn't attend a hearing last week because she wouldn't wear a mask. O'Hara says she has a medical exemption from wearing masks. Blue Valley officials filed a motion Friday to have the lawsuit dismissed. They argued O'Hara did not have standing to sue the district. Johnson County District Judge Robert Wannell agreed and dismissed the lawsuit. The district said Thursday it plans to continue requiring masks until the end of the school year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Republican Chairman David Thorne tells KNSS News President Biden's PRO Act contains a provision that could hurt independent contractors and freelance workers in Kansas.
And the PRO Act, if you are a freelancer, if you're a software developer, a musician, or anything in between, you need to take a close look at this because your ability to be a freelance or independent contractor is going away. If you do freelance marketing, that is going away. And you're seeing a few effects already in California where across the board, the ABC test that California's AB5 put out there, no one can qualify. So you will become a W-2 type employee thanks to the PRO Act.
David Thorne was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS.
Some good news for U.S. consumers at the gas pump. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us what gasoline prices have done during the last couple of weeks.
Gasoline prices, on average, did not change in the past 2 weeks. The average is now $2.94 per gallon for a regular grade. And this is because the stars seemed pretty aligned for price inertia, with up influences and down influences canceling each other out.
Lundberg says the biggest factor in the prices remaining steady was a slight drop in crude oil prices. The rise in crude prices had fueled a significant upage in gas prices during the last several months. Highest local average, San Francisco, $3.99 per gallon. The lowest in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, $2.50 a gallon.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth and hiring, even though the coronavirus still poses some risk. Chair Jerome Powell also tells CBS's 60 Minutes that he doesn't expect this year to raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate, currently pegged at nearly zero. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong frontal boundary moved across south-central Kansas yesterday. Behind that, a significant cooling trend that's going to stay with us throughout much of this week. The high this afternoon, 63, with a north wind. Clearing late tonight, Tarlo 41, clouding up on Tuesday with a high near 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 49 degrees. Got an east and north wind at 14 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98. 7 and 1330 KNSS. This is April 12th, and on this date in 1955, the Salk vaccine against polio was declared safe and effective. And you go back to people getting vaccinations. I got one of those. And that was in 55 when that was declared safe. Now, go back 10 years before that, 1945, mm-hmm. same date, Franklin Roosevelt died of a cerebral hemorrhage in Warm Springs, Georgia at age 63. He was succeeded by Vice President Harry S. Truman. And the connection there, of course, is that President Roosevelt had polio, and it rendered him handicapped for life. He went down to Warm Springs. He discovered that place with all these warm waters and everything, and he thought it did him a lot of good. So he opened up, he got this place, he opened up to people who had suffered polio all over the country, and they were bringing him in there, and they would be swimming with the president when he was down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it was all about. So, of course, the vaccine in 55, and I think I got my shot at school in 56 or 57, and we got it under control, at least for a while.
Was there a controversy at the time? Were people not wanting to get vaccinated?
No, we were coming right out of World War II in Korea, and Americans knew when it was time to line up.
Okay.
Get in line. It's your turn. A Massachusetts nurse just wanted to take a stroll on the beach when she ended up feeling the way so many have during the pandemic, but in her case, she was literally stuck in the mud. Boston Herald reports 54-year-old Camille Cuolo had to be rescued by firefighters Thursday after getting stuck to her knees in wet sand at Boston's Constitution Beach. Cuolo was with her son's lab, Lucy, who did not get stuck but stayed by her side. Cuolo is a nurse at the intensive care unit at South Shore Hospital. She called it a great metaphor for the year. Hey, that'd be tough. Stuck to her knees and she just couldn't get out of it.
Can't move.
Had to get the fire department to come and get her out.
Oh, boy.
Former sheriff's dispatcher in a New Orleans suburb has been arrested, accused by authorities of refusing to return more than $1.2 million that had been accidentally deposited into her brokerage account. Local media reports say Kellen Spadoni was fired by the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office after her arrest Wednesday on charges of theft valued over $25,000, bank fraud, and illegal transmission of monetary funds. Authorities said a clerical error had caused a financial services company to place more than $1.2 million into her brokerage account in February when it only meant to transfer $82.
Right, so.
So she said, oh, their mistake.
Like, hey,
I'll spend it.
I'm rich. You're really not rich.
You know.
It's a mistake.
If that ever happened with me, I'd be scared to death. I would not spend a penny of it. I'd call somebody.
You know
it's a mistake.
Somebody's going to figure it out.
It's somebody's property, and they're going to want it,
right.
Back. All right. 6:37, almost 6:38, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, last week, the five area, cash cattle volume was the largest we'd seen for the 2021 calendar year. After several sessions of new contract highs, the cattle complex Friday traded and closed negative with triple-digit losses. Now, lean hog futures continued to make new contract highs as they traded and closed mixed on Friday. That June live cattle were $2.45 lower at $122.57. May feeder cattle $1.97 lower at $149.62. And June hogs were 25 cents higher at $108.95. Now, Friday's USDA report was a dud. We saw corn make new highs and close slightly higher, while the soybeans complex closed on the negative side. The wheat had another session of double-digit gains. Now, last week, our May Casey wheat gained 22 cents, May corn gained 18 cents, and May soybeans gained a penny for the week. At the moment, May Casey wheat's down a penny and three quarters at 584 3/4. May corn's 2 pennies higher at 579 1/4. And May soybeans down 6 1/4 cents at 1396 3/4. May crude oil this morning, 78 cents higher at $60.10. June gold's down $1.30 at $1,743.50. The June S&P is 6 points higher at 4,113.5. June dollar index 13 cents lower at $92.03, while the June Dow Jones futures are 47 points lower at 33,635. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Mr. Powell, was some very optimistic comments, I thought, on 60 Minutes last night about the economy coming around here as this pandemic ends. What's the economy like out on the farm? What's troubling right now in agriculture?
Input costs have went up a lot. When I say that, I'm talking about everything from seed, fertilizer, the chemicals, all that has went up. Everything you need as far as replacing machinery, hard to come by in some instances, not on the dealer's lots, hard to get or takes a long time to get it if you order it. It just seems like, you know, they've seen some good moves up in the market that helps them on the products they sell, but a lot of it's being taken away by everything else going up a lot.
Well, it's interesting because when this pandemic started, I talked to somebody, a financial expert locally, and she basically said that what you're going to feel is the stuff in the pipeline that goes to the manufacturer or whatever. The contractors, they're going to have a hard time getting the parts. Just exactly what you were talking about right there, I think.
Well, and you've heard how anyone that's building a house right now have seen extremely higher costs for the wood that they're going to have to put in that house, plus other things that goes in that new house that's went up in price, too. So I think the other thing we're going to probably see around the road, and I am no economist by any means, but we're going to see inflation eventually catch up because we're throwing so much of the stimulus money into our economy. That's one thing that's really helping this economy grow is the stimulus money, and it's helping the stock market go up,
yeah,
too.
But also, they're just printing money, right? I mean, that's what I've heard, too. That's we're going to pay for through inflation.
That's the scary part is the printing of the money. I mean, you know, we don't have – the money doesn't have no meaning to it now. We just print it. And, you know, the states have to supposed to stay within a budget. Cities are supposed to stay within a budget. But our U.S. government, they just do whatever they want and print money to cover it.
My money has no meaning, but when I go into a store, they always want some. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What's wrong with these people?
Okay. And then it really got crazy for a while there several months ago when you had to give them the exact change, so they weren't going to give you change.
Oh, gosh.
Back.
Oh, that was crazy. No doubt about it. Come on. All right, thank you, Tom. 641 Steve and Ted here on KNSS. That's coming up about an hour from now. We'll talk with Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. We call it Mondays with the Mayor.
Yes.
On the way, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, hiding income from the IRS. Oh, this will be useful information.
Yeah.
That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.